Golden's very savvy route runner, you know. Coming off of that little shoulder injury he had, he's looking real good out there for missing a lot of the time that he did in the OTA. So it's very good to see him, you know, just in stride with us out there in the offense. Yeah, Ogletree, he has experience. He's very smooth. He catches the ball real well. He made plays every time he got in there last year, so maybe that'll give him more chances to get on that field this year, more opportunities. Yeah, we got a very healthy competition going on right now. You never know who's going to be that fourth, fifth guy. You know, even the third guy, you never know. So we're doing one-on-ones every day. Guys got to want to come out here and compete, and I think we have the attitude, so it's going to be good. You know, he moves extremely well for a tight end. You know, he moves like a receiver out there, and that's why you see him split out sometimes. Whenever he has an issue, whenever something comes up, like how do you place your hands? If he drops a ball, he might say something to me. You know, whenever he's out there outside running the routes, a rerun, he asks me some of the footwork that I use, you know, and I try to give him everything I can. He brings experience. You know, obviously he won a Super Bowl last year. They had a lot of great competition in that division that he played in. He brings toughness. You know, he had injured his shoulder earlier and kept on practicing, you know, and the severity of the injury and the way it could have got way worse than it was, you know, to see him out there keep on grinding. You know, we know that we got a guy that can go out there and grind it out when things get tough.
Biggest differences you see so far, it's early, but in a Jim Caldwell training camp and his practices?
I mean, he came in, he set the tone from the get-go. I mean, he told us what he wanted, what he expected, and we're out here giving it to him every day. He told us if we come out here, we bust our butts in practice, we won't be on the field that long, and that's what we're doing, busting our butts.
How are you changing? I mean, everybody's getting their roles changed just a little bit. How's your role changing?
It's cool because coaches told me to be ready to play every position. So I have to know. I'm trying to learn everything. And it's a little learning curve, you know. You sit there in the huddle. You might want to, you have to think about it a second longer than you want to. But in the end, you know, learning everything so I can go play every position whenever coach needs me to, you know, I think it'll benefit the team.
All these weapons, the hardest one to go back and master
again? I guess probably playing not really the tight end position, but that inside receiver. You know, that's the one I'm really not used to playing, that third receiver inside the ball. I'm used to playing the two outside receivers.
Yeah, a lot of talk about the defense and the defense leaders who have put in the draft and then some of the moves, they've gone offense. Do you guys sense that premium being on the offensive line has been
to produce? Oh, we have to produce. We're going to produce. As long as we stay healthy, whenever we're on the field, everybody's on the field, we produce. And we just got to limit our turnovers, limit our mistakes. And we have some great players in our defense this year, and the secondary has improved greatly.
These weapons gonna affect you? Could your stats go down because of that, or could they go up?
We should get more wins. You know, that's really all that counts. So if we get more wins, I'm happy either way.
What about, you just mentioned being healthy. This is gonna be your eighth year. You've always been a hard practicer, going full out. Do you have to change anything about that, about how you practice, being smarter, not diving for every ball?
Yeah, I'm older now. You know, I'm not diving for the balls anymore. You know, Coach Caldwell is, you know, he puts a big emphasis on us staying off the ground, you know. And, you know, I don't see a lot of the reps that I'm used to seeing, and they'll come, you know. But, you know, I'm used to being out there every play, you know, playing every play of the game. That's just what I'm used to. So, but I'm, you know, they're putting me in. I'm not playing every play of practice, but they're working me in, and I'm out there trying to get my extra running in after so I can keep my wind up. I'm fine with that. Whatever, like I say, whatever coach needs me to do, I'm going to do it. And Stafford gets better every year. If it's his reads, if it's putting more touch on the ball, you know, you see him taking his reads in progress, you know, as the coach wants him to do. You know, he's getting great quarterback coaching, whether it be from Caldwell, Joe Lombardi, or the quarterback coach. Golden's going to get a lot of one-on-one coverages, man. And then with, like, all the weapons that we have, you know, all those one-on-ones will go full circle, and then I might get some more myself.
Do you think it's going to affect the coverage on you?
When Golden starts doing, when he does his thing out there, you know, they can't double both of us, you know. So one of us is going to have that opportunity.
You know, one of the things that Caldwell's talked about is that he doesn't want Matt to have to do everything. You know, he's going to have a lot more help running game and everything. When you missed the two games last year, mm-hmm. you guys scored like only like 22 points or 21 points. The offense really dropped without you. Is it good for you to not have to be such a focal point?
Sorry. It's going to be good. See, that guy right there, like I said, Golden, those guys are going to be big focal points on the offense this year. They're going to make a lot of plays for us this year, a lot of explosive plays for us. So we get the ball down the field and increase our scoring chances. So, yes, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to make big plays. But those guys are going to help us out a ton.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
We'll be right back.